Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Slametrejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a starting place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Listener, in this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Menikahimu or Marry You by Keroncong Kremes. The song created by Indonesian noted musician Yovie Widianto was popularized by music group Kahitna and released in 2002. This song is perfect to be one of romantic songs for couples who are about to get married. The song not only talks about falling in love, but also about commitment, loyalty, and the journey of life together. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of the song Menikahimu by Keroncong Kremes. Happy listening!
Yeah. Indonesia.
Listener, you might be knowing that recently there are floods across so many places in the country. While we are mitigating the disaster, especially for the people affected by the flood, the government also tries to make sure that the root of the flood will also be tackled. If you are thinking that flood might happen just because of, well, clogged drainage or even clogged river because of the garbage, apparently that is just one of the so many factors. The other factor that is being tackled or mitigated by a joint forces from the Forestry Ministry and also the Ministry of Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning, they did something in, for example, in Puncak Bogor, West Java. What does that have to do with the flood in Jakarta? So they are trying to, what is the word for this? They are enforcing the law against buildings being built on the upstream or near the river of Ciliwung. Ciliwung River is a river that is coming from Bogor to Jakarta and is always blamed for bringing too much water to Jakarta, hence the flood. So, listener, as reported by the RRI.co.id, the ministries is making sure to remove this building, especially the ones that violate the rules or the legal or the law itself, because these buildings and activities reduce the absorption ability of land or soil towards water in the upstream part of Ciliwung River, and the change in the land coverage is one of the significant factors being highlighted by the government that is also causing not only flood in Jakarta but also even in Puncak Bogor. Imagine, usually flood only happens in low level land, but Puncak is not low level land, but it also affected by the flood. So to remedy this, to prevent other floods in the future, they are trying to enforce the law in here. And the latest one that got so viral recently is that, imagine a theme park on at the mountain, at a hill, is being destroyed by the government, being removed by the government because it causes the flood. And maybe in your area, if you experience flood, the same thing also happens in your place. So it's not only about having too much water, not only about the trash, but also maybe the forests are being cut down into something that, well, we don't really need, like villas, like shopping centers, or even a theme park. So if you have similar stories, just like what we do in Indonesia, please share it to our application, RRI Digital. Well, we hope that this move by the government will massively reduce the flood across Greater Jakarta, and similar move will be implemented in other parts of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Taranghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of waves shooting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliff. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidō's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Listener, Ki Hajar Dewantara is called as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter who is respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. And this made Ki Hajar Dewantara known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Bersama dengan Jangan pernah pergi or never leave me, and I wish that you are not leaving us on vionis.id and also application RRE Digital. Listener, in the upcoming very, very grand holidays called Idul Fitri, and also during the month of Ramadan, the state-owned power company PT PLN is forming a special force to mitigate the power supply during this month and the upcoming Idul Fitri. And reported by RRE.co.id, the special force has 69,000 personnel who are on duty from the March 24th until April 8, 2025. The President Director of PLN, Darmawan Prasojo, said that the special force will be located at some strategic spots. For example, where the Eid prayer is being held, for example, mosques, and then other places like airport, stations, terminal, people's activity centers, and also some event centers that will have multi-layered power supply. And during this period, listener, the personnel will be put at around 3,830 posts on those strategic locations. And of course, they are not working alone, listener. They are equipped with operational equipment, including, how do we call it in English though? Well, first one is a UPS, and then a mobile power substation, and also something in Indonesia, we call it genset, generator, yes, so 1,800 generators, 600 UPS, and 1,200 mobile substations, and also some vehicles for operationals like cars, motorcycles, and even cranes will also be deployed.
Lagu cinta biasa, hanya demi nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Kau memeluk aku, rasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Semua ini memang tidak biasa. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati terkila-kila. Hatiku tergila-gila. Aku tahu kau suka padaku, karena erat kau memeluk aku. Rasa nyaman kau bersama aku. 아쿠 아쿠 보니 니 카타
You're still tuned on another World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on VONIS.ID, the application RRI Digital. And listener, at this moment, we would like to invite you to follow our social media accounts. Facebook, Top Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, and VOI _ official, and also our YouTube channel, VOI official. And listener, you'll be listening to a story about Pak Pong Pang. So make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Listener, at the Toraja land, the local people call it Pak Pompang or Pak Bus, because the bus sound is more dominant. Different from angklung, the Toraja bamboo music is blown and has a tone of 2.5 octaves. Although the instrument is included as traditional musical instrument, the Pak Pompang can also be collaborated with other modern musical instruments such as trumpet, saxophone, organ, or piano when accompanying the song. This Pak Pompang is formed from the combination of big for small bamboo pieces. And of course, the size of the bamboo affects the tone that will be generated. The large and high of piece of bamboo produces low tone, while the smaller ones produce the higher tones. Those pieces of bamboo are perforated and arranged in such a way to produce sound. Usually, those pieces of bamboo will be tied with rattan in order to be stronger, and the gap among the bamboos is covered with asphalt in order its sound to be more round and good. The bamboo chosen to make this instrument is a thin one and has long segment, all smooth and straight. A group of Pak Pompang players usually consists of 25 up to 35 persons, including the flute blower. This instrument can be played by all people, from little child to adult. However, the little child can play it much easier, so that the instrument is always or obligated to be included in art lesson at every elementary school available in the land of Toraja. And of course, the lesson is aimed to make the children preserving and do not forgetting this traditional instrument. Also, to grow some sense of love in the hearts of their children. That's why in every event, either national or international, which is held in Toraja land, the Pak Pompang is always performed by little children. to make it well organized and produce a harmonious sound, Pak Pompang is played and led by a conductor. Pak Pompang cannot be played alone or solo, because it is almost similar with Angklung from East Java, which must be performed together, because a single Pak Pompang has a single tone. So, if the Pak Pompang is played alone, it will not be beautiful. And listener, here is the Pak Pompang rhythm which is played by the children of Toraja Land. Usually, the traditional instrument in Indonesia always has history. Unfortunately, the people of Toraja do not know the history of the origin of Pak Pompang. Some say that Pak Pompang has existed in Toraja land since the Dutch colonial era, or perhaps even far before, when the ancestors were still fighting over the territory. Pak Pompang is often used in various events in Toraja land. For example, some music in church services, as well as special events of the Toraja community in various regions, such as weddings. Anyway, although it looks simple, the process of making every Pak Pompang is quite difficult and complicated. Therefore, the instrument is highly prized for the people of Toraja. And for those who have enough money and interested to collect these music instruments, you can just go directly to the land of Toraja in Sos, Sulawesi. And listener, that was a glimpse about the traditional instrument from Sulawesi. Hopefully, the information about Pak Pompang music instrument today can increase your knowledge about Indonesian traditional music instrument. And to conclude the rhythm of Indonesian archipelago, let's listen to another rhythm of Pak Pompang. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. tak sadar ku temukan wanita rupawan yang sadarkan tiap seorang tiada lain tiada bukan hanya dia. Dia buatku nyaman dalam hangat pelukan. Dia perasa yang mengerti yang ku rasa hanya dia. Kan ku arungi tujuh laut samudra. Daki pegunungan Himalaya, apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hati. Kau dan aku sempurna. Semoga ada cara untuk terus bersama. Selalu ku tunggu, tak mau berlalu kau dan aku. Kan ku arungi tujuh laut samudra. Kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku, daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku. Oh, karena bersamamu semua terasa indah. Kegagalannya hatiku telah tersenyum.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual.
The music is believed to move the bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believe that the bamboo has a mystical power, and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Waktu kan cepat berlalu.
listener hears the news. The General Secretary of Communist Party of Vietnam, Tho Lam, arrived in Jakarta on Sunday to meet with Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto the following day. The state visit, which will extend until March 11th, is Tho Lam's first since taking on leadership of the Communist Party of Vietnam. Reported by AntaraNews.com, on Monday, Tho Lam and his wife Ngo Phuoc Le will be received in a welcome ceremony from President Prabowo Subianto at the Jakarta Presidential Palace. During this visit, Tho Lam is also scheduled to meet with the Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, and Regional Representative Council Speaker, Sultan Najabuddin. The Ministry of Transportation announced on Sunday that it will deploy 520 buses to transport homecoming travelers during the upcoming Eid holiday season. Ahmad Yani, the Minister's Acting Director General of Land Transportation, said that the program offers 21,536 free seats. These include homecoming trips to 31 cities and return trips from 9 cities on Sumatra and Java Islands. Yani said that registration will open from March the 10th until 23rd or until the quota is full. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Metanoia jadi kota sewaktu terbunuh di hujan peluru berhubung-hubung rasa salah dosa memburu di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah kau datang ku hapuskan rasa-rasa segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah My God is stable, to transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yeah.
Kau yang ku puja, kau yang manusia semua. Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you.